The Basketball Diaries. Excrement slowly circling down the toilet bowl that won't quite flush all the way down. Here we have the Basketball Diaries. It is a memoir, a diary, written by Jim Carroll. Came out in 1978, was the first publication. It's lame, it's debaucherous, boring, and incredibly overrated. The tagline on the cover: the classic about growing up hip on New York's mean streets. Growing up hip, I think when they're saying hip, they mean knowledgeable to things that other people may not be knowledgeable about. Usually people are like, oh, are you hip? Like, are you hip to the scene? Like, do you know stuff? Like, we're using old verbiage here for sure. But I don't think it's hip. I don't think the New York streets here are mean. And I don't think it's a classic. And I don't think it's about growing up. That tagline, I feel, is incredibly misrepresenting the contents of the book. I'll tell you about the book. No spoilers. I will tell you about the book, though. We've got 3 years of teen debauchery, and not in a fun way, in a very boring, dumb, senseless way. We have a steady, slow decline of a Ute, and we get to witness their downward spiral. In a way that it's like they think they're having fun, but clearly, like, this isn't fun, and it's just dumb and boring, and it's not really all that exciting either. It really isn't. Target audience, if you enjoy kind of slice of life stuff, I guess. This kind of slice of life. If you delight in debauchery without a lesson, if you're super bored and it's the only book available to you, I think that is the only circumstance I would ever read this again, is if I'm on a desert island kind of scenario and this is the only book. Yeah. I'm not a fan, as you could tell. I have not seen the movie. I would like to see the movie just to see it, see what they do with it. I had heard about this book for a while. It was one of those ones that was like, oh, I know this book. Like, I've heard about it. I know that it's like a supposed to be this strong book, this really big deal. And it's just not good. It's objectively just like, I can't even say that. No, I can't say objectively it's not good. I'm sure the writing is fine. It's just a bore, and I feel like it's dumb and stupid. And again, I just don't know who would really be into this. Like, again, the debauchery without a lesson thing is really important for describing this. There's a bunch of stuff that happens and that the protagonist, they get into, that they create, but they don't learn any lessons from any of this behavior, and they just keep repeating themselves, and therefore the slow decline and the downward spiral. And here's the thing. It's almost off my shelf. It's not off my shelf. It's just teetering on the edge of my shelf. I feel like, I don't understand. What is the only redeeming quality of this book? Is that he wrote it down? Because this is a memoir, in a way. These are diary entries of him in his youth, in his early teens. I think boring heroine diaries would be more accurate. Because there sure as hell isn't a lot of basketball happening, I'll tell you that much. That was one reason I was interested in it, because I thought, like, I really like basketball. That was my sport. And I was like, cool, it's just like a troubled youth who plays basketball. I don't know what I thought, right, exactly. But I thought, you know, this was these diaries he'd written when he was a young teenager. That's really cool. Maybe some quality writing from a young spirit. But no. No. I would have been satisfied if he died in the book. Like, not to wish death on a legitimate person, but if it was a fiction book and the character died at the end, I would feel more satisfied. Then I would feel like I learned something, or it was at least teaching a lesson or something. But that doesn't happen. Why do I keep it? Because like I said, it's teetering on the edge of just being thrown right off the shelf. I suppose it would just be exposure to this kind of life. Someone may find it interesting. I don't think that it teaches bad lessons. I don't think it teaches any lessons. I think, again, it's that kind of slice of life that I don't enjoy, though. It's not really all that entertaining either. I think that, you know, my personal library is not just for me, and I think that is one reason that I keep it. It's a pretty short read. Someone might get something out of it, but it's just not me. I want to say this is just, it's not just the thing of it not being my cup of tea. It is like, I can't find any redeeming qualities in this other than that he wrote it down, and I don't feel like that's enough. The Basketball Diaries.